Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
It's the Luke and Pete Show. It is a Thursday. I do hope you are keeping well. You, over there, you keeping well? You good? Yeah? Stay in school. Don't do drugs.
Yeah.
Pete and Luke are with you for another show.
It's rare that I don't know where you're going with something.
No, I didn't know where I was going either, mate. Nah. Just piled right into it and just didn't. I should write something down.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd only do two a week. What would that? How much work would that really be? Five minutes?
Wouldn't be much. Do you know what? When I come in and I see certain members of shows, I'm thinking maybe the Football Ramble particularly, and certain personnel that should remain nameless because it wouldn't be fair, really working hard, getting their shit together, and then me and you just turn it up, just shitting anything we like into the microphone.
Yeah.
Does it make you feel bad?
Nah. Yeah, I mean, it should make the advertisers feel bad. They're the only people who are financially putting any money into this venture.
The quote-unquote advertiser, they don't have opinions.
No.
It's all filtered through agencies and through buying people and commercial people. Yeah. By the time it comes to us, it's kind of a thing rather than a person.
That's true, yeah. Yeah. Talk about this. And we go, I will. Yeah. Give me the Manscaped razor. I want to shave my balls.
Yeah.
I want to see how
you got
good
a Manscaped.
This is. I've got the Manscaped. I think we did a promo for a brawl in Japan, and I got one.
I've got a Manscaped at home. Yeah. I've never used it.
What, down south of the belly button?
You know I'm a very unhairy man, you know that.
Okay, right, okay. Well, why did you take it on then?
No, it was sent
Spelsy
to me.
Could have been there for weeks.
It was sent
doing
to me.
His nethers.
Spelsy's probably gone for about six of them. But it was sent to me, Pete. I had no say in it. It's still in the box. I've never opened it.
Okay. Well, look. So your personal testament on the advert, presumably, should be falling on deaf ears.
Yeah.
He's got no experience with it.
Well, there's a reason I wasn't asked to voice the advert. That's all I'll say. Because it would have been inauthentic, Pete.
Yes,
is what
exactly.
It would have been. So, anyway, how are you today?
I'm good. Shaved.
You're looking very aerodynamic today.
I am. Completely shaven.
Yeah, can I just say, I used to play football. I might mention this before. So he's not really going to know or listen to this. So I'm not only going to use his first name.
Right.
But I used to play football with a guy called Boris.
because that's going to narrow it down, isn't it?
Domingo. How many Boris are there?
Honestly,
I used to play football with a guy called Boris.
Yeah.
And it became very, I don't know how to really phrase this. Anyway, so we played football together in the same team. Obviously, loads of people in the team, as you would expect. And after the game, we used to shower. Everyone had the showers. Unlike you, Pete, you didn't really have a shower with other men. You didn't like it.
Don't like them looking at me. I don't want to look at them.
Yeah, you didn't play on this team particularly, though, so this is not kind of relevant to that. But anyway, how can I put this? About halfway through the season, right, it became clear to us, to all of us, unspoken, that Boris
was completely shaved.
Has shaved his entire body.
Right.
Right. But he obviously wasn't doing it regularly enough that it looked like a kind of alopecia kind of situation. So if I may call it an affliction, I'm sorry if that's offensive, but it wasn't a condition.
Yes, right? Okay.
And
it was just all stubble.
But everyone knew, but no one ever said anything. And it became quite weird. So to the point where, you've played a game, there's five or six of you ahead of
you. You're getting ready to look at your mate's cock.
No, you're having a shower in the communal showers and it's all fairly amicable.
It's all fairly. Why would it not be amicable? What are you doing in the showers?
All I'm saying is Boris walked in and the atmosphere changed because everyone knew.
Everyone knew. Well, there he is.
But no one mentioned it.
Yeah, showing it off.
What do you think about that?
Don't kink shame if that's what into.
I'm not shaming. No, I don't think it was a kink.
Right.
I just think it was from the Netherlands. I don't know if that affects it. He was from the Netherlands.
Yeah, if he drips his Stroop Waffle on there. If
you that's, Belgium, really. That's Belgium.
If you all right, if you drop a hot rock on you are all hairy, if you drop a smoke on it, it's going to go up, isn't it?
Yeah, and but I can also remember in that kind of era, my mate Piercy, we used to squeeze shampoo in his hair while he was washing his hair, so it never ran out.
Absolute classic.
Yeah, that is a classic.
Isn't that is an absolute classic.
There's nothing vicious, is it?
It's a little bit vicious.
His eyes swelled up with all the fucking chemicals.
He's got an illness.
It is his fault. If he will use a chemically, what's it called? A chemically installed...
Chemically active
shampoo.
I think that's the first time you've ever been short of a word and I've had to help you out.
You're proud of yourself.
And it's been how many shows? 200 400 and
5 million. What do you think about Boris then, based on what you've heard?
Lickable. I don't know. Just, you know, was he a fine figure of a man?
I couldn't stop thinking. Oh, he was, but I couldn't stop thinking about a dolphin.
Okay, yeah.
Isn't that the phrase for it?
As a dolphin.
I think so.
Right.
So, yeah. Anyway, there you go. And it's kind of weird because I remember at one point playing and thinking while we were playing, under those shorts and T-shirt, he is completely bald.
Mm.
Completely bald.
Look, it's a nice... Look, as we hurtle through time, the younger generation, certainly on the male side, they're more willing to preen. They're more willing to tidy up.
I am willing to preen.
To manscape.
Are you willing to preen?
No, I'm willing to preen.
Yeah, I am
too. I'll preen with the best of them.
Because I
used to get my willy out quite a lot, so I really had to.
What would you mean?
Had to keep it tidy.
What for a job or something? The way you said that was like, because of work. What were we talking about?
Yeah, put little glasses and a nose on it.
You don't need the nose, do you? Glasses and the moustache.
No, the nose is the willy, sorry.
My dad had a friend who had a tattoo on his stomach.
Right.
And I promise you, this is a massively 80s story.
Mm.
It's
a massively Gosport story.
Is this a listener winner, all the stuff we're talking about today? Probably not. Anyway, my dad had a mate who used to come around and he used to have his top off all the time.
Right.
Because in my mind, in the 80s, the summers were really hot. And so a man of 35 wouldn't ever have a T-shirt on.
Yeah.
It's always been top
all the time, yeah.
Anyway. And they used to tuck their T-shirt and their shorts, didn't they? Remember?
Yes.
Anyway, he used to have a tattoo, which was eyes, a nose, and the belly button was the mouth, and he used to smoke, and he used to put a cigarette in the belly button and go, oh, look at that. And the thing is...
That's good. Yeah, was it like really sort of detailed female eyes?
It was terrible and really colourful.
Nice.
And I think it was probably done because he was probably a sailor, so it's probably done by his mate or something.
I've got a lot of time for that. That's cracking.
You're not going to get a lot of mileage out of that. That is a month-long joke, maximum. He's still got that now.
Lad used to play football with, he had a little smiley face drawn on his knee. But it was just like two eyes, dot, dot, and a little...
I remember him. What was his first name?
I don't know. He smoked bifters at half time. He's a good footballer, though.
Yeah. Imagine how good he'd be.
I know. If his knees didn't smile.
Yeah. Anyway, this is the most elongated Luke and Pete show in forever. It is the Luke and Pete show today. And that's like one of those cold opens they do for like 7 or 8 minutes on an American like Netflix show, wasn't it?
Yeah. Or an American podcast where they just advertise mattresses for about 15 minutes.
A lot of them take themselves very seriously, don't they, the old American podcasts?
Yeah, I guess so. They're certainly good at, like, they do their own kind of takes on adverts, don't they? Because we're quite formatted. We sort of go, look, we know that adverts, by their very nature, are a bit of an imposition. It's not necessarily why you're listening. So let's make it focused. Let's not just take the script and go, hey, look, have you heard this manscaping thing and do 10 minutes on it like we just did?
But Joe,
it's indulgent, isn't it?
Joe Rogan sometimes will have, I mean, it's different now because he's on Spotify, but I remember him having 8 or 9 minutes at the start of the show.
Right,
just advert commercial messages.
Yeah, nice.
All the way through.
I love it.
They don't care as much over there.
No, I think they're more used to being advertised too. And I think people who sometimes find adverts in our productions, it's slightly jarring.
You're always doing
are American, are not American, because the Americans are used to having one scene of The Office, then an advert, then two scenes, and then an advert. It's just more
sometimes
accepted.
Sometimes they go commercial break and they come back just for the credits.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
And Peter, also, what people don't realise is, because they would have heard your voice voicing a lot of the adverts.
Yep.
And lots of people will think, well, maybe because Pete's a voiceover artist, that's why he does them.
Yeah, no, I'm not no better than anyone else. I'm just more available.
No, it's because I have a lot of integrity. So I don't do them.
Yeah, I've been asked more than occasion, do you want to advertise this? I was like, yeah.
I think we went
like,
for a...
And there's nothing we've never advertised that it isn't, like, good. Like, it's not, we're not... I remember there was a podcast I quite liked, and it was about... It was an ex... general in the army or something, and it was quite interesting because, like, this guy was talking from authority about American foreign policy in, like, Africa, bless that. But it was sponsored by Raytheon. It's like, that is a big moral leap, sponsored by fucking Raytheon. My god,
do you reckon they just said that's fine?
Well, yeah, I mean, like,
it's obviously a bit of branded content, though.
Well, it's just Brendan Connolly, but it's like the people who made the missiles. Like, it's big, isn't it? I mean, I know they make a lot of stuff, and they probably argue that, you know, the ship to or air to body kind of missiles are a very small chunk of it. But Raytheon, I mean, they're quite a maligned company,
right?
So to speak.
I don't really know much about them other than they're like a defense contractor. I did voiceovers for adverts and sponsorship messages at this company for about 3 months,
right?
And I realized that they just weren't being used.
Oh, what? They just
other people were using them. Other people doing them as well. I think I just slowly. It was a bit like being at a wedding where you don't know anyone, and then after a couple of hours, just kind of slowly, like, quietly leaving.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
And then saying, "I had a
French
time.
Exit."
No one really knows. Is that what they call it?
When you leave without telling anyone, it's a French. It's something I do all the time. But the French call it an English exit or a British exit, which is funny.
No, but okay, right. So if you're on a night out, you just disappear.
Yeah.
French exit.
French exit.
I've done that before.
Yeah. You don't want to make a fuss, do you? You don't want people going, "Oh, Pete, stay, please." And you're like, "I don't need any of that."
Speaking, do people say
that? No, they don't. So, Pete, you've been here for too long. Please leave.
Pete, I didn't know
the
you
lights
were
are on.
Oh, you're off. Okay. Pete, can I just ask you, please, to tell me and the listeners about something you shared with me earlier this week?
Okay.
A YouTube video about a chap on Guitar Hero, because it was one of the most
exhilarating,
impressive, but also pointless things I've ever seen. And I didn't know there's a whole world of Guitar Hero that I had no idea about.
Yeah,
I think our listeners will find it interesting.
So, I mean, any kind of like popular thing like Rock Band or Guitar Hero, eventually you will get people who take it a little bit too far. Mm. I mean, Rock Band, the hardest song was always that Dragon Force track. Is it Dragon Force? You know, the one?
Yes.
Fire.
The very one, the hardest one at the end.
The hardest one. But these guys, kind of taking their cue from these very extreme kind of Japanese video game players.
Sorry to cut in, Pete, but just to make it absolutely clear, when I'm playing Guitar Hero, I just want to enjoy some sweet licks. you're the same, but these guys aren't like
that. I just want to run the riff.
Yeah.
I just want to run the riff, but these guys are Teutonic in their what they do effectively. It's incredible. They basically have this kind of version of Guitar Hero that was made for like a PC. It was like a fan made thing, and so you could have custom soundtrack and
clone
stuff like
version of it where
a
they could customize
version,
it.
Yeah, customize the tracks and make the tracks as hard and as difficult as it possibly can be. So they'll create these tracks. I don't even think these are actual songs, to be honest. We could probably play quite loud, but it's just very, very difficult, and some of the most difficult Guitar Hero kind of pressing in the world. Now this guy, no one has ever played this song. I don't actually
it's called
know what
Solar Six, isn't it?
Yes, Solar Six. No one has ever played this at expert level and 100% did it. No one's been able to do it in 10, 11 years.
Fucking hell.
And a guy called Carney Jared with 3.98k subscribers on YouTube, he's managed to do it. And people on his Twitch channel, when he's doing it, they are losing their mind. And with good cause. This guy is like a ninja man on the old Guitar Hero fingers.
When I saw it, I had no idea what this word existed.
Yep.
And I now get it a bit better because you've explained it. Not something I thought I'd say. I actually found it very touching how proud he was of himself and how authentic it was.
Yeah.
It wasn't like you'd expect like a normal kind of
kind of punch in the air and stuff.
Yeah, he couldn't say anything. He was just so, he's like, I don't fucking believe it.
Yeah.
I don't believe
what
it.
What next?
And, like, he's done something that has never been done by a human being in 11 years.
Yeah.
And it was designed explicitly to be as close to impossible as it is possible to be.
Yeah. And this is the whole kind of crux of speedrunning, doing video games very quickly, doing the hardest thing on the hardest game at the hardest level at the hardest time or whatever. People will look in from the outside and sort of be quite, derisory, but I think it is. Some of the achievements in speedrunning and stuff like that are nothing short of magnificent.
There weren't enough. I mean, do you think he was enjoying the sweet licks or not?
No, I don't think he even sort of sees.
It's procedural, isn't it?
Yeah, he may as well have been punching a robot effectively. I don't think he's got any love for the music, but no. You know, look.
It's not like me playing PUBG. Sweet, sweet music. Sweet.
Dropping in on the hospital zone and hiding out in one of the wards.
I love the topography. I love the ballistics of the different weapons. Yeah. I like doing a little
travel.
Dance.
I like the travel.
I like jumping in the car, driving around.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm more of a pure gamer
than
these kind of professionals. I've seen some YouTube videos of people playing PUBG.
Yeah.
And it's made me understand a lot
why you
more
keep getting shot.
Why you getting killed. Because I don't know how it happens. It obviously happens because it is essentially by its very nature a game. So it can be mastered.
Mm.
And it's not necessarily about the physics, because the real world physics aren't going to be 100% accurate because it's a game.
Mm.
But I have seen on YouTube a guy shoot a sniper rifle from 1,000 miles away, whatever it is, to a dot in the back of a car moving at speed, headshot kill.
Yeah.
If that's me, and let's be honest, it is me on the other end of it normally,
yeah.
I can't learn from that. I'm looking around going, well, that's annoying because I played the game and I got killed, but I don't really know how. I'm not learning anything from that.
Yeah.
If that's possible, it makes me not want to play it.
Yeah, my favourite level on PUBG is the kill cam, because I see that more than anything
else. Yeah, exactly.
But I think if you see a kill...
Press and hold X to spectate. I will, thanks very much.
If you see a kill cam, it says, would you like to see how you died? And the scene is somewhere completely different to where you were. And I was like, well, I couldn't have done anything about this then.
No.
If he's able to kill me from over there, fuck it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And I watched a pro player on YouTube. One thing they do on PUBG is they never stay still. It actually makes you quite motion sick. So they do everything so quickly, but they must also know if they're playing against other really good players, the last thing they want to do is stay still. So they're always moving.
Yeah.
So the first person perspective is always moving.
Yeah.
And it makes you feel sick.
Yeah.
Like to watch
But for players like that and the guy who's playing the old Guitar Hero, becomes quite zen, I think, after a while.
Oh, yeah. They're amazing.
You fall into like a kind of, it's not reactionary.
They're amazing.
It's just kind of like, they dance. It's like jazz.
This is not me being an old man saying, aren't video games really complicated these days? And aren't these guys need to get out more and, you know, meet some people. Yeah, that may all be true, but I'm not saying that. I'm saying that it's actually very, very impressive what they're able to do. And it's a little bit sad, really, in a way, because I feel like what PUBG could do better, for example, is match you up with players of a similar level so you'd have more enjoyment, right?
Yeah, fair.
I don't really do a very good job of that in my experience. But anyway, that's that. Good news for Carney Jarrod.
Congratulations to Carney Jarrod. It's been emotional. And I'm glad you got there.
Absolutely. Before we go to the break, Pete, I would like to point out something that I think absolutely whiffs of incel BO.
Okay.
But you are very supportive of it. The battle of to find the one true Josh.
Yes.
That happened last week. It started off as like a kind of an online kind of prank. A guy called Josh Swain.
Yeah.
Looked up all the same people he could find on the internet called Josh Swain.
Yeah.
Did a big group message to them and said, let's battle to see who could be the one true Josh.
Yeah.
And it became a bit of a thing. Mm. One of those things where memes cross over into real life and they all met in a field and had a little play around, a little pretend fight with pool noodles.
Yeah.
And they awarded it, I think, to like a 5-year-old kid, which is actually quite sweet. But what did you make of that, Pete?
I think it was, it looked like a whole lot of fun.
Do you think you're the toughest Pete Dancer in the UK?
There's a jazz guy, I think there's a weatherman, and there's a deceased radio presenter called Pete Donaldson, and I don't know that many other Pete Donaldsons, to be honest. So maybe I'm part of the conversation. Maybe I could be top five.
I know for a fact I'm not the toughest Luke Moore in the UK.
Yeah, footballer, innit?
Yeah. He'd be harder than me. He'd be a proper athlete, wouldn't he? But has he got the fire in his belly, has he got the madness that you need?
Yeah.
Because I haven't.
Yeah. He's probably more than willing to give up the name Luke Moore.
I expect so.
Yeah.
Maybe you could lobby for that. It's like being like when you like trademark a company.
Yeah, I'll try and get someone's Instagram profile.
Send everyone a cease and desist. But anyway, good luck. Well done to young Josh Swain for becoming the one true Josh. All right, let's have a quick break. When we come back, we're going to do some battery brands because it's a Thursday. See if we can get a few new players entering the game. And we've got some emails about dinosaur appendages.
Oh, lovely.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
This week at Sukarnov.
On the latest episode of Between the Lines with Melissa Reddy, Melissa speaks to footballer Lee Nicol, who in 2019 was hacked and had intimate footage leaked online. Lee opens up about the impact it had on her and how she came back from it.
The first mental impact, it was sheer shock. It was panic attacks. It was shame. It was guilt. I think I felt every single sense of emotion. It felt a little bit like grief, as if I had lost someone, but I hadn't lost someone. The only person I think I'd lost was myself.
Meanwhile, on the latest On the Continent on Football Ramble Presents, Dotton, Andy and Miguel Delaney unpack everything surrounding the Super League and how it has changed football forever.
When you watch a Champions League game, when you watch, say, Manchester United in Champions League, Real Madrid in Champions League, it's not just a match. It's that every single minute of the match is imbued with seven decades of history. The Super League, which has none of that. I was getting quite sad for that we were going to lose this and have to face this monstrosity.
All that and a whole lot more at Sukarnov.
And we're back for the Luke and Pete Show. If you like dinosaur cocks, they're here. Short Luke and Pete Show. No, hello at lukeandpeteshow.com. If you want to get in touch, you can also see us on the Twitter and the Instagram at Luke and Pete Show.
Yes, every Thursday we do our battery brands. We ask our listeners to send in obscure battery brands they've found. We are building a compendium, a database, an encyclopedia of all the battery brands in the world, but we can only have one of each. So thank you very much to Elliot Harris, Paul 17, and Crazy Windmills, who sent in the following batteries. Elliot sent in PSS Power batteries.
That is like kind of like, and another thing, this will need batteries. PSS Power.
Yeah. I think they might be of Hispanic descent. I think they are new players.
I'm enjoying the fact that the batteries are like Hispanic descent.
Well, they say, normally they say alkaline on them.
Right.
These ones say alkalina.
Alkalina.
Yeah.
Does that mean it's female? Do all elements have, like, do all the kind of scientific terms have male and female as well?
Maybe. That's not a question for me.
Alcalino.
I'm going to give Elliot a new player entering the game with PSS Power. Congratulations to you, Elliot. Paul 17 sent in some XL batteries. Absolutely not a new player. No
basic.
Way.
We've seen basic a million bitch of batteries.
That is the boy. 101. Yeah. And Crazy Windmill sent in Varta. Absolutely
Varta,
not.
Varta, no. We've had those several times. Sorry.
Pete and I have even, we've actually posed outside a Varta shop in Naples. That's how old school they are. So listen, 1 out of 3. It's not the best return in the world.
Not a great haul.
Congratulations to you, Elliot. Keep those battery brands sent in.
Indeed. As I said, if you want to, I've lost my thread with my emails, to be honest. I quit out the email box and now I can't bloody find them again, which is very upsetting.
I've got you back, mate. Steve has been in touch. We have talked in recent weeks.
Sounded emotional. We have talked.
Yeah. Sometimes my voice does that. Do you remember when it happened on the Ramble Christmas episode? When it happened when I was talking about Gunwolf Keys.
Yes, and you got emotional.
It sounded like I was really kind of whimsical about Gunwolf Keys. Anyway, we talked last week or the week before about the fact that when you see pictures of dinosaurs, artist impressions of dinosaurs, even when you see CGI representations of dinosaurs in movies, they never got cocks or balls.
Yep.
Or breasts.
No.
Or bum holes.
Oh, but yeah, I think you see a bum hole. I think someone's actually sent us a picture of a dinosaur.
Well, that's what we're going to come on to.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
But I mean, for example, in Jurassic Park, you'll see a big pile of Triceratops dung, which will imply or at least allude to a dinosaur bum hole.
Yeah, fair.
But that's it. And Steve's been in touch saying, good evening, gents. I have nothing to report regarding dinosaur willies, but thought you might be interested in a discovery we made at Gulliver's Valley last summer, which I think is some kind of British-based theme park. He says, all the model/animatronic dinosaurs there have, for some inexplicable reason, what, Pete?
Bum holes.
They've got bum holes.
Holes.
And it's attached a picture. So whoever's put together those model dinosaurs has given them bum holes.
It looks like it's quite arbitrary where they placed them as well.
Yeah.
It just looks
just
quite
one of those little stick-on tea towel holders.
Exactly.
In the kitchen.
Yeah.
But that is not... That is not an appendage.
No,
but that's
bubbies.
Something approaching an update, I suppose. And there's another email here from John Rendell about dinosaurs, Pete. Would you like to read it?
Okay. Let me go to my other document. Hello to John Rendell, following on for the horrifying revelation that up to 2.5 billion T-Rex may have existed over 177 generations. I read a further study suggesting they may have hunted in packs, despite a presumed lack of brain capacity suggesting social connectedness. Terrifying.
That is terrifying.
It's just a pack of T-Rexes running at you.
What's the collective now?
I don't know. T-Rockus.
A bum hole of T-Rex. Yeah.
However, according to this study below, the presumed speed of a T-Rex is a pathetic 2.9 miles an hour. And an average human could outpace them by simply walking briskly. Not terrifying at all. Well, that's a good point, actually. They're always really quick in IRL.
Boom. I don't see how they can be that slow. They were massive.
Yeah, I don't know.
One step could be...
But it's like leopards, they're a bit shit, aren't they? Everyone gets excited about how quick they are. No, cheetahs.
Yeah.
Cheetahs, like they're
but
a bit
they're
shit.
They're small, aren't they?
They're small. Yeah, but like they're really quick, but they can only run for like 5 seconds before they overheat. Stupid animals.
But like a poorly put together piece of electronic equipment.
Yeah, just badly done. Badly done. No Varta batteries in a cheetah.
No, but when people talk about cheetahs' top speed, they're talking about, I mean, it's like saying a 100-meter runner can't run a marathon. Well, of course they fucking can't. They're a 100-meter runner.
Okay, fair.
It's the same thing, right? That's all they need to get the prey.
But we think that we can... Yeah, but apparently they're not that... They're not, you know, they're not great predators even, you know, in the grand scheme of great catty predators.
Right. What's your number one?
I just remember a zookeeper being very annoyed about it. He's saying, people talk about cheetahs all the time. And they're rubbish animals.
But you weren't allowed in the cheetah enclosure, were you?
I don't think we even had cheetahs. This was later in life.
Oh, okay.
When I went
right.
to a big cat sanctuary.
Okay. What and when you worked at the zoo, what kind of enclosures were you in charge of?
I wasn't in charge of any of the enclosures.
No, you know what I mean. Which ones were you allowed to go to?
You're allowed to go to all of them as a zoo. You can't get in with any of the animals.
You know the question.
Well, I don't know. What?
How many animal enclosures did you go inside?
Oh, right. I went inside the chimps and the
that's dangerous
gibbons.
Though isn't it
that is dangerous but you've got a
not,
big
not
zookeeper
while they're no the zookeeper was there with you
hold me hand elephants
see if they when they those horrible places where they do like displays with like crocodiles and stuff
yeah
are they dosed the crocodile
I guess so yeah
that's bad isn't it it's naughty really
it's nice isn't it
what do you mean
nice to be sparked look how much your cat was enjoying being sleepy
well I don't know he was enjoying it. Yeah, but I mean,
you gave him like a Woodstock style experience.
Yeah, but that's fine. But I don't think that if you add a whole load of mucking about with it while it's happening, I just think that's poor.
Like, what are people doing to alligators and stuff? What are they doing?
Well, you know where they go and stand in the middle and they muck around with their jaws and sit on their backs and take photos and put your thumbs up next to their big open mouth because they don't know what's happening. That's poor. Yeah. And sometimes you see an alligator that snaps and grabs a guy's arm and rips it off.
In a film, maybe.
No, that's happened.
All right, okay, fair.
You know about this. You're always on boingboing.net.
Boingboing.net.
Or whatever it is.
I am.
Yeah.
But if you want to know what's happening on Luke and Pete Show next week, just go to boingboing.net.
Well, if you want to know what's happening from my side of the fence, just go to, what's it called? That Atlas website.
Oh, Camera Obscura.
Yeah.
No, Atlas Obscura or something.
Yeah. All right, one more email. We'll squeeze it in. This is from Charlie. He says, all right, team, after your discussion of boys' bedroom smells, that's after I put a plaster cast for my wrist in the back of the wardrobe as a kid. Or he says, I have a slight embarrassing story I can remember. Now, I've included this email for a slightly different reason to what Charlie intended, but it will become clear in a minute. Charlie says, in the town I grew up, there's an annual event just outside where basically everyone gets wrecked. He doesn't explain what it is, but I'm going to read the sentence as he's written it. In the town I grew up in, there is an annual event just outside where basically everyone gets wrecked.
Birthday, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a birthday.
After the first night of this on my way home, it's a multi-night event, I decided to stop and get a Doner Calzone.
Ooh. That's, so what's like a folded over...
Pizza
with Doner meat on it.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Sounds lovely. I hope there's garlic sauce included. Garlic mayonnaise.
Anyway, he goes on to say that he left it in his house by accident. Left it in his bedroom for a week.
Left it in his walk-in wardrobe. What was he doing in the wardrobe?
Your parents have worked very hard to be able to afford you to have a walk-in fucking wardrobe. That is absolute dream stuff for me as a kid.
Yeah.
And you've put a Doner Calzone in it. I didn't even know what a Doner Calzone is.
No.
I've never heard of it before.
Delicious looking, though. Ooh, yeah. Beautiful.
Charlie, you are a naughty sausage. He says, I do struggle to eat Doner Calzones now. I do too, because I don't even know where you buy them from. Is it a pizza place? Is it a kebab place? Yeah. The problem I have, and this is a golden rule of takeaway facilities, in my opinion, they should specialise. If you see a takeaway place on a high street, you're not going to
Chinese fish and chips. Don't go near it. Yeah.
You want fish and chips from a fish and chip shop.
Yeah.
Kebabs from a kebab shop. Burgers from a burger van. Mm. Chicken from a chicken place. If they do all of it, they are jacks of all trades, master of none.
Sometimes the Chinese around my end starts getting a bit fancy with the gyozas and the Japanese ramen. Not having it, mate.
No.
Not having, don't trust it.
People wouldn't question that because of probably inbuilt racism. They wouldn't understand.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
But you'll see right through that straight away.
I've got disgraceful.
Sucking on your Vita Coco. would you genuinely take exception to that?
Again, you got to stick to one thing. I agree.
Yeah,
it's the ones that do beef burgers and fried chicken that I can't fathom.
I can't have kebabs places doing fish and chips, and I can't have fish and chip places doing kebabs. If I said to you today, right, you've got an hour to go and buy a Doner Calzone.
Yeah,
are you going to go to a pizza place or a kebab place?
Oh right, yeah, just get a calzone, and I'll probably do a pizza place and then get a Doner and just feed it through. Slivers of meat and.
That's
how I'd do it.
A hellish folded treat. Absolutely disgusting. On that disgusting note, we're going to wrap it up there. That has been the Luke and Pete Show for this week. We'll be back on Monday. I do believe there's a treat in store for those of you who care about this kind of thing, because Pete, I believe you're away next week. Mm. So we've got who?
Jim Campbell.
Jim
Campbell from the Ramble. He fell in a canal over the weekend.
Exactly.
Let's get that story in there.
The man takes his prep seriously. and don't forget, he also told the story of the crappening once, which honestly, we had to stop the recording. It was so funny.
It was a bit much, wasn't it?
It will be great. It so do tune much. In for that on Monday next week. Pete, have a lovely weekend and have a nice week away. What are you doing?
I don't actually know what I'm doing because my partner has booked something for my 40th birthday.
Very nice indeed. It'll be a lovely surprise and you'll tell us all about it when you get back, I'm sure.
Will do.
Hello at lukeandpeachshow.com on the emails, at Luke and Pete Show for the Insta and the Twitter. We love hearing from you. Do get in touch with us about all the things we've mentioned today, and we'll speak to you again soon. It's goodbye from me.
Bye-bye. You. It's goodbye from me.
I did the intonation.
Yeah, sorry.
Like you could just pick up. I'll do it again. And it's goodbye from me.
See you later, everyone.
Oh, nice. See you later.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.